California's conservatives were right to spot a rising cohort of foreign-born residents. They had two options: to try to make them patriotic Americans and Republican voters with a positive appeal, or to threaten them with punishments. Choosing the latter, they lost twice, in both language and politics. Californians overwhelmingly repealed Proposition 227 in 2016. The state is riotously multilingual, even as English remains the essential language as it is in the rest of the country. Just how permissive should receiving countries be? Corinne Dehaby, a Syrian-American who helps immigrants learn English in today's Ohio, thinks that if policies are too accommodating, there is a risk that people don't feel any pressure to acquire the language. But if she could make one change, it would be to give them more time to do so. Current policies push newcomers to find work as soon as possible. That leads to doctors and engineers driving taxis because they have yet to re-qualify in America. Adults often struggle to learn a new language, as Mr. Galinkin's mother did, going from being a psychiatrist in Ukraine to a security guard in America. Some pull it off, as Mr. Galinkin's father did, by studying English for years before the move. But nearly all children master their adopted country's language, as Mr. Galinkin, now a writer, did quickly. Children are sponges for languages, and for attitudes too. Their views of their new homes will forever be shaped by the way they are treated when they arrive. Correction. Johnson's previous column mistakenly said that Tuesday includes the Indo-European root dieu twice. Dieu produced the word for day in other languages, but English day is thought to have come from dweg, to burn. Sorry.